My heavens, Ralph. Still holding on to the doorknob of the upstairs bedroom, Eileen Callahan took a step back. When was the last time you were in this room? Ralph Brennan, the Faraday Ranch neighbor for longer than Eileen had been with the family, came to a stop beside her.
I guess a while.
A while? She looked over her shoulder at him. She'd walked the second-floor halls of the well-kept ranch house for the first time since Marjorie Brennan passed years ago. Everything looked exactly the same, including Marjorie's sewing room and the stack of pink fabrics she'd used to make Grace's third birthday party dress. Sucking in a breath and forging forward, Eileen surveyed the remaining rooms upstairs. Dusted and clean, Marjorie would have been proud of him. Time had stood still in the Brennan house.
I figure it's time.
Eileen's brow arched high on her forehead, and out of respect for the nearly 90-year-old man, she refrained from blurting out the first words that had come to mind. You think?
I told Catherine I would be with her soon, but I needed to get this old house in order first. Don't want no strangers pawing through Marjorie's things.
It took Eileen a few long seconds to remember who Catherine was, the Brennan granddaughter. Eileen had never met the child, but when Ralph's wife had passed from a long bout with cancer, the little girl had been many a topic of conversation at the Faraday kitchen table. You're going to see your granddaughter? The old man's smile lifted.
Yep. She's an important lawyer where she lives in Chicago. Too hard to come to Tucker's Bluff. But I told her as soon as I get things straightened out here, I'll be heading her way for a visit.
Eileen looked down the hall. If he wanted to visit his granddaughter before the next millennium, Eileen was going to have to call in some backup. I'll need help. Ralph Brennan squinted.
What kind of help?
Extra hands, or you won't be seeing Catherine for a long time.
Already seen her.
The man grinned at Eileen again. When did you leave town? Maybe the old goat wasn't as sharp as everyone thought.
Ain't left the ranch. Saw her on that contraption she sent me.
Contraption? Ralph turned and walked down the stairs. Eileen figured she'd seen enough upstairs and fell into step behind him. At the bottom of the stairs, he made a sharp right into what she knew to be his office. The room probably held records for a good 50 years or more of Brennan Ranch business, all in handwritten logs.
This thing.
Eileen chuckled, relieved the old guy wasn't losing his mind. A computer tablet. Ralph shrugged, then flashed a toothless grin.
She's pretty as a picture. Looks just like her mama when she smiles.
He hit a switch, and a photograph of what Eileen assumed was the granddaughter, now fully grown and with a young child, appeared on the screen. She's lovely. Hope she makes it out this way someday.
Don't know about that. I've been waiting almost a year for that to happen and finally gave up. That's when we agreed these old bones would have to go north if we're going to visit. It's better that way for Stacy.
The little girl?
Her little girl. Cute as a button.
A quick frown descended over his eyes. What's wrong? Eileen tread carefully. Ralph wasn't one for talking, so she knew the only way to find out what had his mood turning was to ask and then hope she hadn't stepped on any toes.
Not sure. Little girl doesn't smile and doesn't talk. Catherine says she's just shy around new people.
Lots of kids are that way.
Maybe.